The Bush administration has unveiled a new plan to reduce industrial emissions of sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxides. Like another proposal leaked to the press this week, it would allow power plants to buy and sell the right to pollute. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency has identified roughly 60 different pollutants in the clouds that rise out of smokestacks on the nation's power plants. Michael Shore, an air pollution specialist with the nonprofit group Environmental Defense, says two of the most troublesome are sulfur dioxide, or SO2, and oxides of nitrogen, or NOx.
Both form acid rain, and both form fine particles. NOx additionally forms ozone. SO2 additionally forms haze. So those two pollutants cause lots of different public health and environmental problems.
SO2 and NOx have also been linked to respiratory problems, especially in children and the elderly. Shore says these public health problems are made worse by the tendency of SO2 and NOx to spread far and wide, complicating pollution problems in states hundreds of miles away from a particular plant. The EPA first restricted SO2 emissions in 1990 in hopes that it would limit forest-killing acid rains. That program encouraged polluters to invest in pollution control technologies by distributing a diminishing number of so-called emissions credits once a year and allowing companies that cut their pollution to sell their unused credits to companies that didn't. The program reduced SO2 emissions by 40% and was hailed as a big success. Now, the EPA is proposing to use the same system to cut SO2 still further and to limit NOx emissions for the first time. The owners of power plants used to resist these kinds of programs, arguing that they couldn't afford to make expensive changes. But EPA spokesman Jeffrey Homestead says industry groups are behind the new program in a major way, partly because they know that the alternative, mandatory across-the-board reductions, would cost them even more than this approach will. And this approach will cost a lot.
This is, without a doubt, the largest single investment in any clean air program in history. By the time the final caps come into place, our current estimate is it's about $6 billion a year.
The new program is designed to cut emissions of SO2 by another 70% from present levels, said Homestead. NOx emissions should decline by 40%. Environmental Defense helped the EPA develop the original trading program. But Michael Shore, an air pollution specialist there, says the EPA should have made much deeper cuts in this program.
These proposals are not being set based on public health needs, but based on what the industry is willing to tolerate.
This new program was unveiled one day after a draft of an extremely controversial proposal to control mercury emissions was leaked to the press. That program was embraced by industry groups, but denounced as, quote, miserably inadequate by environmentalists like Shore. Shore describes the new program for SO2 and NOx as a very small step in the right direction. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.